Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Clinical presentation and outcomes after surgery for mitral regurgitation. Real-world insights from the MITRACURE International Registry. The MITRACURE Registry, a large international retrospective study, examined patients undergoing mitral valve surgery for mitral regurgitation. The registry provides insights into contemporary management strategies, adherence to guidelines, and potential selection biases in mitral valve surgery. This data can be used to inform quality improvement initiatives and optimize patient outcomes. Article number 2. Impact of cerebral embolic protection on cognitive function following transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Data from the BHF PROTECT TAVI randomized trial. This secondary analysis of the BHF PROTECT TAVI trial investigated the impact of cerebral embolic protection devices on cognitive function after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. The trial demonstrated that cerebral embolic protection reduced the incidence of neurocognitive decline in patients undergoing transcatheter aortic valve implantation for aortic stenosis. The findings suggest cerebral embolic protection may mitigate cognitive impairment risk during the procedure. Article number 3. Biomarker-based ABCAF risk scores for personalized treatment to reduce stroke or death in atrial fibrillation. A registry-based, multi-center, randomized controlled study. This multi-center, registry-based, randomized controlled study evaluated whether using a biomarker-based ABC atrial fibrillation, ABCAF risk score, to guide treatment improves outcomes in individuals with atrial fibrillation. The study aims to determine if a personalized, multidimensional treatment approach based on the ABCAF risk score reduces the risk of stroke or death. The trial is ongoing, evaluating clinical utility of risk scores to guide treatment decisions. Article number 4. Ivabradine in patients undergoing non-cardiac surgery, a randomized controlled trial. This randomized controlled trial examined the use of ivabradine, a selective heart rate lowering agent, in patients undergoing non-cardiac surgery. The study sought to determine if ivabradine could prevent myocardial injury after non-cardiac surgery without causing hemodynamic instability, a known risk with beta blockers. The results will show whether ivabradine is a safe and effective alternative to beta blockers for heart rate control in this setting. Article number 5. 3-year follow-up of the NOTION 2 trial, TAVR versus SAVR, to treat younger low-risk patients with tricuspid or bicuspid aortic stenosis. This 3-year follow-up of the NOTION 2 trial compared transcatheter aortic valve replacement to surgical aortic valve replacement in younger, low-risk patients with severe tricuspid or bicuspid aortic stenosis. The study evaluated midterm outcomes in patients aged 60 to 75 years undergoing either transcatheter aortic valve replacement or surgery. The trial will help inform treatment decisions for younger patients with aortic stenosis. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.